Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Oh, cool. 48 to 53 degrees, and it is going to be a cool afternoon with scattered showers around the area. Not a washout day, but from time to time, a little wet weather late morning through the afternoon. 60 to 65, your high temperature this Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we're at 53 and holding in our nation's capital at 159.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's Saturday morning. It's the weekend, everybody. We've made it. April 27th. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 2 a.m. hour Saturday for you on WTOP. A protest against the war in Gaza continues locally at George Washington University. Right now, if you are 16 or younger, you are not allowed to be at National Harbor without a parent or guardian this morning. Curfew underway.
Small business owners say a National Harbor curfew will help, but they want a more permanent fix. I'm Matt Koufax.
A draft report on flooding that killed 10 dogs at a D.C. business is out now. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street ends on an up note Friday. Good morning, 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Hundreds of structures were damaged near Omaha, Nebraska when a twister touched down. CBS's Omar Villafranca has more.
Dramatic moments along Interstate 80 near Lincoln, Nebraska this afternoon as a dangerous tornado crossed the highway, flipping a semi-truck. Storm chasers stopping to check on the driver narrowly missed being hit by debris as the twister tore through.
He's okay, he's okay.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
No one was killed, but there were injuries. More severe weather is possible in the Midwest and Southwest through the weekend. Pro-Palestinian students at Columbia University in New York City say the school needs to do more in protest of the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Lilia Luciano reports from the continuing demonstrations.
Columbia needs to divest from any corporation that is profiting off of genocide, apartheid, or displacement of Palestinians in Israel.
Outside the school gates,
Israel should stop bombing civilian areas and killing the hostages.
Israel did not take the hostages.
PhD student Ari Krischer says he hasn't felt safe since the night the tents took over the West Lawn.
I worry about what's going to happen on campus next year, 2 years from now.
Prosecutors in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial moved on from the testimony of former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker to Trump's longtime executive assistant, Rona Graff.
Testifying for less than an hour, she told the court that she maintained a list of Trump's contacts, which included entries for Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. McDougal and Daniels have said they had sexual relations with Trump and were paid for their silence. Trump denies their allegations.
CBS's Willie James Inman reports. A former Colorado paramedic, Jeremy Cooper, was sentenced to 4 months probation and community service for the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain.
I believed you needed immediate medical attention. I wanted to calm the situation down. I wanted my presence to be enough and my training and my skills to be enough. I am so sorry collectively that we all failed you.
The Biden administration has again put off a final decision on banning menthol cigarettes. It says it's receiving immense feedback about the proposal. Lisa LaCasse is president of the American Cancer Society Action Network.
We believe that the administration should be listening to the public health community, to trusted voices like the American Cancer Society, that is evidence-based.
This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
WTOP at 2:03. It's Saturday morning. It's the weekend, everybody. We've made it. April 27th, 2024. Welcome in. Mostly cloudy, a bit chilly. 48 to 52, says Veronica. For the low, we're at 53 in Washington right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your Saturday morning weekend hour ride. Topping the stories we're following for you as we roll into the weekend together this 2 a.m. hour Saturday. Protests against the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University continue this overnight early Saturday morning. Several protesters have pitched tents now, we're told, on 8th Street between 20th and 21st Streets. The student-run newspaper, the GW Hatchet, reports seven students at least have been suspended and charged with nine counts of misconduct in connection to their involvement in those earlier protests, you remember, that formed an encampment. In a statement, the university confirms this weekend that several students have, in fact, been officially notified of their suspensions. The school says any student who remains in University Yard may be placed on temporary suspension and administratively barred from campus. In the meantime, we are learning from the Washington Post this morning that D.C. police rejected pleas apparently from GW officials to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on Friday at the University Yard, which is where the encampment is now. And police reportedly told the university then they were worried at that time about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful protesters as they were at that time. Stick with WTOP. We'll keep you updated this overnight early morning. Jewish leaders say they believe in the students' right to demonstrate, but they say anti-Semitic signs and slogans are crossing the line here.
There are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening yesterday at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
Now, that was Meredith Weissel, the D.C. Regional Director at the Anti-Defamation League on WTOP. WTOP at 2:05 Saturday morning. A new juvenile curfew is in effect in National Harbor this morning. It says those 16 and younger must be with a parent or guardian. This applies for the weekend, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, into the next day. But what do those running the small businesses within that area think of this new measure? WTOP's Matt Koufax was out in National Harbor to find out.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call, talk to them, then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, 2:06 Saturday morning. The flash floods that killed 10 dogs at a doggy daycare in the district happened last summer in August, you may remember. This morning, WTOP's Kate Ryan reports an after-action report in draft form is now officially out this weekend and apparently includes previously reported problems along with some new recommendation.
D.C.'s draft report on the Rhode Island Avenue flooding in August outlines what's been known, that communications problems delayed emergency response to district dogs where 10 dogs died in the flooding. The recommendations include projects to cut flood risks in the area. But Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner from Eckington, Joe Bishop Henchman, noted the only way into and out of the district dog's business led right into a flood zone.
You know, people just assumed, oh, they must have had like a stairway in the back to get up or a back door or something. No, they didn't.
And while there's a recommendation to keep that space vacant until flood risks could be ruled out, he says there's a broader question.
Why only having two exits below grade into a flood-prone area is acceptable?
The report from D.C.'s Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency was released by D.C. Councilmember Brooke Pinto's office. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
New this morning on WTOP, five people are in the hospital this hour after being shot apparently inside a nightclub in Northwest D.C. It happened around 11:30 last night, late in the evening on Connecticut Avenue in the DuPont Circle area. Five people were wounded, we're told, and hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Police said this morning that all apparently started with a dispute that began inside the nightclub and spilled into the street. A suspect was taken into custody this morning. A gun also recovered at the scene. Police say the area is secure now and there's no further threat to the community. Saturday morning, April 27th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP. Welcome in. Time now, 2:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks 24-7. Good morning to Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Good morning, Dean. Another complete stoppage of traffic on the inner loop of the Beltway in Northern Virginia. Work zones in both directions on the Beltway just south of the American Legion Bridge leave just one lane of traffic getting by. And at the moment, they've stopped all traffic on the inner loop northbound on 495 in that stretch between the Georgetown Pike and the American Legion Bridge. These complete closures usually last between 10 and 15 minutes while they reposition some of their construction equipment. Expect delays north of the Dulles Toll Road as you head up into that work zone. On the outer loop, you're getting by single file to the right coming across the Legion Bridge and down past the Georgetown Pike. On the Beltway through Springfield and over towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, your lanes are all open. No issues along I-95 heading south from Springfield down towards Dumfries and continuing down into Stafford County. Westbound on 66, still some road work as you come through the Roslyn Tunnel out towards Glebe Road. One lane is maintained through there. You're good across the Beltway and heading out towards Manassas. No issues into Northeast on 50 or the Baltimore Washington Parkway towards New York Avenue and Kenilworth Avenue. Looking a little better now on the Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had a crash there earlier. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies on your Saturday. Temperatures starting out cool, 48 to 53 degrees, and it is going to be a cool afternoon with scattered showers around the area. Not a washout day, but from time to time, a little wet weather late morning through the afternoon. 60 to 65, your high temperature this Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 15% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stocks end the week on an up note thanks to several tech heavyweights, including Google's parent Alphabet, that was up 10%. Overall, the Dow added 154 or 0.4%, the S&P up 52 or 1%, and the Nasdaq the biggest gainer, adding 316 or 2%. Pfizer has won U.S. approval for its first gene therapy. The treatment, called Becvez, treats patients with a rare bleeding disorder called hemophilia B. Only about 40,000 people have it worldwide. The one-time therapy involves inserting a correct copy of the mutated gene that causes the disease into the patient, preventing bleeding episodes. For those experiencing chronic pain, a new device has been approved by the FDA. Medtronic says its Inceptiv spinal cord implant delivers an electrical pulse to the spinal cord, interrupting pain signals. It follows the approval of a similar device by Saluda. From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and 7 other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
This is WTOP News.
There have been some serious concerns about whether or not Donald Trump's January 6th trial would be held this year before the November presidential election. And now that we've heard oral arguments just this week from the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity, it may be almost guaranteed that trial will not happen this year. This morning, to flesh this out, we turn to WTOP's Dimitri Sotis, who discusses with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland Saturday morning.
The prospects of Donald Trump going on trial here in D.C. for election conspiracy and efforts to overturn the 2020 election have been dimming by the day, dimming by the hour. It's just not a lot of time left before November for that trial to happen pre-election 2024. And it seems from what the Supreme Court was saying, the tenor and content of their words at arguments yesterday that they're about ready to shut the lights off altogether on that prospect. They're not speaking with one voice. They're not of one mindset. That was clear from arguments yesterday. They're going to need time to formulate their opinion and ruling. They're going to need probably a couple months to issue their ruling. And that is time that is simply not available at the federal courthouse down the street where Trump was to stand trial. They're going to need a couple months to get back on a war footing to have the trial if the case returns to that courthouse. And it's not clear that the Supreme Court will directly return it to that courthouse. It seems like that trial is going to slide into 2025. And that's assuming Donald Trump doesn't win re-election, because if he does, he seems primed to kill off the case altogether.
We do still have the hush money trial rolling along in New York, and that is certainly expected to conclude long before November. But what about anything else, like classified documents or the Georgia situation? Any progress there?
Those were already in the slow lane, especially the classified records case, where the judge in Florida has allowed it to get bogged down with, hundreds of entries into the court docket, and how many thousands of pages of arguments. That's been in the slow lane. It remains there. The Georgia case is so big, it's so sweeping. It's always been a long-term project too. But Jack Smith, the special counsel, built this Washington, D.C. case narrowly. It was a skinny case made for speed, no co-defendants, a narrow set of charges. And it's just been slowed down. And it's noteworthy for a few reasons, Dimitri. But one of them is that Jack Smith, in his arguments earlier in the case, trying to stop delay tactics, said the public has a right to a speedy trial, too. A speedy trial no one will be getting.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland on Skype with our Dimitri Soto. Quick look this early Saturday morning as we roll into the weekend at the top stories we're following for you on WTOP. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators continue their protest at George Washington University. The school says several students have already been suspended. Locally, until 6 a.m., anyone younger than 16 that's down at National Harbor without an adult can now face consequences after a youth curfew there has gone into effect. We'll keep you updated. More in minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
Catch your breath. We've got a race for you. Join us for the first ever May the 4th Be With You Star Wars themed edition of Run the Greenway 10K, 5K, and Kids Fun Run on May 4th. Get ready to run with your favorite Star Wars characters and enjoy a fun-filled event for the whole family. May the Force be with you. Register at DulleGreenway.com. That's DulleGreenway.com to learn more and register today.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, also known as the ADA, protects people from being discriminated against because of a disability. Both visible and non-visible disabilities, someone who is blind or uses a wheelchair, or someone who has cancer or depression are just a few examples. To learn more about the ADA and to receive free technical assistance, contact the Mid-Atlantic ADA Center at 1-800-949-4232 or visit us online at adainfo.org.
My name is Latoy Adams. I served in the Army. Being with Paralyzed Veterans of America, they have showed me so much is possible.
I'm Sean Castle, served in the United States Army. I went from laying in a hospital bed dying to being a professional wheelchair basketball player. And it started with that one moment where there's life. I am unstoppable because Paralyzed Veterans of America is by my side.
We are unstoppable.
Learn more at pva.org.
We all have autocorrect on our computers.
But your drive home can have autocorrect too.
With WTOP traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8th.
Delays building rapidly on I-95 through Fredericksburg.
And Sean Anderson and Ann Kramer with all the news you missed while at work.
We can't help you if you accidentally hit reply all on that feisty email response.
Oh, no. But we can help you get home sooner and safely.
Afternoons from 2 to 7 on WTOP News.
Facts matter. You check your phone, what, 50 times a day? Because there's always something new.
It's the same with breaking news.
Stay up to date. Check back with us 2, 3, 4 times a day.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks on WTOP.
Issues continue on the inner loop of the Beltway in Northern Virginia as you head from Tyson's Corner up towards the American Legion Bridge. They're doing road work on the inner loop as you head up past the Georgetown Pike towards the George Washington Parkway with just a single left lane getting by and occasionally stopping all traffic. They just completed one of those stoppages. Now there's a crash on the inner loop of the Beltway as you head through the Dulles Toll Road interchange. In that area, the long-term work zone where it's down to just three lanes anyway, now you're down to just one lane. Again, you have to stay to the left to get by. So you'll see the flashing lights as you come up past the Dulles Toll Road, stay to the left, and you might as well stay over to the left because that's the only lane that's going to get through the work zone up ahead on the way to the American Legion Bridge. Not a great deal of volume. It's not going to cost you a ton of time right now, but be alert through there on the Beltway headed through Northern Virginia. On the outer loop, they're working on the left side as you come south of the American Legion Bridge. Traffic gets by single file to the right. They haven't done any complete closures there during the early morning hours, but they're going to be out there until probably dawn today, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. 7123 Dulles Toll Road, I-66, all in pretty good shape, to and across the Beltway. No issues on 95 or 395 coming up through Springfield and continuing towards the Pentagon and the 14th Street Bridge. Westbound 66, there is still road work coming through the Roslyn Tunnel out towards Glebe Road. One lane is maintained through that work zone. On the Maryland Beltway, we're okay going up past Joint Base Andrews and around the outer loop towards Route 50 and around into College Park. No issues coming down towards the Beltway on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway or I-95 in Prince George's County or along I-270 down from Gaithersburg and Rockville in Montgomery County. Fresh seafood at a diner? Well, yes, if it's Silver Diner. Enjoy fresh, not frozen, wild-caught Icelandic cod and Antarctic salmon. Have it as an entree or add it to your favorite salad. Served every day at a fair price. Silver Diner, much more than a diner. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
All right, your Saturday here could be the last cool day for a while. High temperatures will be in the 60s for this afternoon. Now, we do have some cloud cover across the area. It's been moving in, and there will be some scattered showers, very light showers around the area from late morning through the afternoon. We'll get up to about 60 to 65 degrees for high temperatures today. Now, on Sunday, big temperature rise, more than 20 degrees across the area. Expecting anywhere between 82 and 87 degrees on Sunday. Good weather for getting out, though. Same thing on Monday, 85 to 90 degrees, even higher temperatures, and around 90 on Tuesday with a chance of showers and storms. You're running in the low to mid-80s for Wednesday and Thursday right now of next week. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET.
We're getting a first-hand look at how Fairfax County Police are cracking down on dangerous drivers. I'm Scott Gelman.
When traffic takes a turn for the worse, you'll hear about it first on WTOP.
Northbound 95 has been shut down.
Traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s.
I heard it on WTOP.
WTOP News.
Facts matter. This is WTOP News.
On this Saturday morning in health-related news for you, the Biden administration is apparently delaying its proposed ban on those menthol cigarettes. In a statement this week, the White House says the administration needs more time to consider feedback on the ban, including from civil rights groups. While the ban is being shelved for now, the Biden administration, we hear, may still consider it later.
I think there's still a path. It's slender. There are some reports that this is definitely not going to happen. I don't believe that after talking to my sources. I think they actually are still considering this, maybe for after the election. But the pressures are coming from political advisors worried that jeopardizing any votes in the black community in what could be a heavily contested election, that might be the difference for President Biden in some states. So I don't know if we can say for sure that this ban won't happen, but it certainly has been a blow for a ban that was expected to take effect at this point almost a year ago.
Dan Diamond, Washington Post national reporter investigating health, politics, and policy on WTOP. Let's talk transportation Saturday morning. You very well may see more police out on the roads these days if you're driving through Fairfax County specifically. It is all part of a targeted approach to crack down on speeders and distracted drivers in the region. This morning, WTOP Scott Gelman riding along with an officer to get a firsthand look at just how the Road Shark campaign is actually working.
Speed limit's 25, they're doing 44. We'll go ahead and make a stop.
Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is watching a black Nissan SUV speed down Columbia Pike here in Annandale. He's turning his lights on. And when the car stops, he notices its registration sticker says April of 2022.
The three that I'm looking at right now are going to be for the speed, the safety inspection, and the registration.
Police are increasing visibility and enforcement along busy roads as part of their Road Shark campaign.
Ultimately, we know it's that speed is the thing that kills, and our goal is that education, enforcement, and reducing ultimately our fatalities and our fatal accidents within Fairfax County.
During this year's first wave, almost 5,700 warnings and tickets were given out. This is the second wave.
Showing them that we're out here, we are enforcing the traffic laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia and really trying to keep our roadway safe.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Southwest Airlines having some trouble right now. It has announced a multi-million dollar loss for the first quarter of the year, and it's cutting service at four different airports. Part of the reason we hear for the losses are the fuel and labor cost, as well as Boeing scaling back production of new planes, you may remember. And would you believe the no-frills airline is now proposing a first-class section?
This is something that they are looking at now. Customers have said that it's something that they want. They've been doing studies of customers, and maybe they want that. They may want assigned seating as well. For many people, they don't want to fight 24 hours before to get that A or B boarding pass or to pay for the early bird. They just want to get an assigned seat and get it. And when it comes to first class, that is money right there for any airline. It doesn't cost the airline that much more to have a bigger seat up there, but they can charge us a whole lot more to sit there. And for airlines that have first class, most of them, they make a lot of money off of it.
ABC News correspondent Alex Stone on WTOP. Meantime, members of Congress from Virginia and Maryland now citing newly released data to press their argument for not increasing the number of flights at Reagan National Airport. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, figures show 20% of the departures and 22% of arrivals at the airport already experience delays. To that end, the lawmakers point to data that suggests adding five round-trip flights would increase total delays by more than 12 hours a day. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
The Capitals' return home was not triumphant, losing 3-1 to the New York Rangers to fall into an 0-3 hole in the best-of-seven series. Alex Ovechkin got four shots on goal after only one over the first two games, but how do you actually score, Ovi?
I have to find the open space more. You know, it's players. It's a different level of hockey, and you just have to play your game. Depending on scoring, you have to set the tone in a different way, physical.
The Caps will try to avoid a series sweep in Game 4 here in D.C. Sunday. The Nationals nearly scored as much as they did in the full three-game series with the Dodgers, opening the series in Miami with a 3-1 victory. Jacob Young on Masson.
We've hit balls hard the last couple of days, and we're going to get our pitches. So we just need to stay in the zone and let the ball come to us. I think we did a great job of just kind of staying with ourselves and waiting for the moment to come, and when it did, Joey bounced on it.